Where's your digital?
Oh, okay. Everything.
Oh,
who painted the
room? You don't remember? You were here?
No.
There's about 10 tiles in the middle of the room. They were in the middle of the press.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have permission, mitzvah bed.
Good for me.
Mitzvah mila. The second mitzvah that we have is to do brit mila. ספר החינוך, לך לך, יש בה מצוות עשה אחת. בפרשת לך לך, יש לנו one מצווה, והיא מצוות מילה, תדעו ברית מילה שנאמר, זאת בריתי אשר תשמרו ביני וביניכם. הקדוש ברוך הוא, telling אברהם אבינו, this is a treaty that you should keep between me and yourself, ובין זרעך אחריך, and between me and your children coming after you, and אמור לכם כל זכר, the man, will have to do brit milah. Benichtela, this mitzvah also is being repeated. Betzeder Yishar Kitazri and Sefer Vayikra, Dichti, Betzeder Vader, Uvayom HaShmini, Mol Betzar Olaton, the eighth day, you should do brit milah. Even though that really looks like we do not need it down there, definitely it's a Sefer HaChinuch, there's a lot of mitzvot, והרבה mitzvot, nichpelu. In Kumot Abeba Torah you can find a lot of mitzvot being repeated in the Torah a few times. V'chulan letzorech, all of them, the Gemara will tell us why the Torah repeats. It's not such thing repetition unless there is a reason. In Yom Mitzvah Zohu Shechotkin HaOlam HaChapa Rosh HaGviyah, this is the mitzvah, is to cut the piece. Uforim Krum Rach Shelemata Mimena, you should clean it and take a piece of skin off. כדי שתגלה ראש האתרה שבתואב in that place, יש לדבר ברית מילה, כי ידוע למבינים, everybody that understands, knows שתשלום צורת האדם, a person is going to be a complete entity באסיר ממנו when you take off אותה עולה. שהיא תוספת בו. It means like this, that piece that we cut at the ברית מילה was as something extra that הקדוש ברוך הוא wants us to take it off. It means like this, you were born with something extra, and Hashem is expecting you to take it off. And then when you take it off, then you become a complete entity. Until you take it off, the Gemara says if you have something extra, it also is not something that you know that you should be proud of something. Like something is missing is not good, something extra is not good, and if you have something extra, this is something that you should take off, and this is the brit milah in order again. Now, when you do brit milah, the person, the baby, is being called a complete entity.
But there are people who are born.
Some of the baby born with brit milah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
No, that's the first question, of course. So according to this Sefer HaChinuch, it means
Shabbenu,
Yaakov Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik, God, Bilam, Iyov, David HaMelech, all of them were born without having brit milah. And if you stop me already, I will tell you the secret. Adam HaRishon also was created with brit milah.
Yeah, well, that's the other question. Why were we given an extra piece?
Right. Question is, why we are born with extra piece, and then Hashem wants us to cut it? If it's an extra, we should have been born with an extra. And the answer, as a matter of fact, that Adam HaRishon, of course, was created with no extra piece. Only after he ate from the tree, the Metzadah, the new children that came afterwards, they started to have the extra piece. That extra piece grew, it's a growth. That a person, that Adam HaRishon, he himself, of course, did not have it, but since he ate from the tree, that peace started to grow by his children, and those children that you mentioned before, that born without and need to do Brit Milah, it means they are complete. It means their neshama is really a very high neshama that comes from a place in Shamaim that has a little bit less, if you may say, an effect from the snake from Adam HaRishon. I'm sorry? Yeah. Yeah. No. But you know, don't call it anymore.
Huh?
Not anymore. So again, when Adam HaRishon was created, it was created with a way that he did not need to do Brit Milah, and the whole concept of Brit Milah did arrive to this world after Adam HaRishon is from the tree. So therefore, Sefer HaKinuch says that when you do Brit Milah, the person becomes a complete person. A complete person means that you come to the stage of Adam HaRishon before he's from the tree, and therefore it is being called a perfect image, a perfect entity, because now you look like Adam HaRishon. Mishoshia mitzvah, Sefer HaKinuch, every mitzvah usually he tries to tell us.
Adam HaRishon formed him out?
Yeah, of course. And also Shem, and also Noah, and Yaakov, and Yosef, and God, and Moshe, and Bilam, and Eov, and David HaMelech, and a lot of fasting. A lot. Not one, not two. I know myself, couple of them. In my shul comes every morning one guy, he was born with Brit Milah. So one of my students that he learned in North America, Manzi, was born with Brit Milah. Alas, I happened to be in Brit Milah about 35 years ago, in Bnei Brak by someone that also was born with Brit Milah.
So if Adam HaRishon had a history, how could people be...
That's because of the age from the tree.
What?
Okay, I'll tell you, since it's already
when
late enough.
When somebody is born already...
with Milah, then what you have to... You don't the machloket. It's a big machloket. It's a whole machloket if you have to do something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Chachamim. It's called Atafat Dam Brit. You just have to poke, a drop of blood should come out. Chazon Ish said you don't have to do this either. Chazonit said in Hot Shabbat, the halacha is, on Shabbat, if you scratch yourself, for example, and the blood did not come out of the skin, but you have like the blood, a bruise, that comes, the blood stays under the skin, in Hot Shabbat it's called that you took blood out. Comes the Chazonit and says, when a person was born with Brit Milah, he does, and you have, according to Shulchan Aruch, it says again, it's a machloket among the Chachamim, if Hashem wanted to do it, or Chachamim invented it, that you should poke and have some blood just to show some kind of belief in that mitzvah of Brit Milah. Says the Chazon Ish, you don't have actually get blood out. As long as you make a little stretch, that the blood stays under the skin, that's called that you took the blood out. Like in Hilchot Shabbat, if you have the bruise and the blood stays under the skin, in Hilchot Shabbat it's called that you took blood out. The same thing Chazon Ish applies in Milah. The Mohalim, if you ask a Mohel when you go to a Brit, and you have a Mohel that knows what he's doing, and you ask him, do you do what the Chazon Ish say? He says, no. That's Chazon Ish is one opinion, but other Chachamim in the past never said it. So what they do for a child that was born with Milah, they just poke him and it just, a drop of blood comes out, and this is the Brit Milah. By the way, I'm sorry, on Shabbat no, because again, this is Machloket, it's not on Shabbat. You don't read things on Shabbat. And the reason is because really, actually, it's being called Mahul. It's being called that he has Brit Milah. It's an extra thing. Even if it's Chachamim, if Torah, it doesn't matter, we don't do it on Shabbat. Also, we don't say the brachot. You don't say the brachot either. No, you don't say the brachot. The brachot are Milah. You don't do Milah. You don't do Milah. You can say we are given and it's fine. But you don't do Milah if you don't need anything.
But so on Shabbat,
you do it
on Shabbat, you don't do it, you do next day. Next day you do it, yeah. But again, it's a machloket if Hashem even wanted you to do it. It's a machloket if only Chachanim invented it. But again, this, that whole thing of Brit Milah that's being needed to do, is only because the snake got involved. And he is the one that that convinced Chava, and he is the one that that caused all the trouble in this world. So therefore, the next babies that started to come out from the ladies after Adam and Eve ate from the tree, Cain's generation, and then eventually also Shet's generations, they all needed to do Brit Milah. Noah was the first one that was born Nahul. Noah. And Adam HaRishon, after he ate from the tree, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell me the truth. Until when is going to be this kind of curse and all this suffering that everybody has to work very hard with the ground? If you remember, Noah was the one that invented the plow. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, until a baby is going to be born and it's going to be like you, that he doesn't need to do Brit Milah. Noah was the first.
I don't know what's possible
to learn that. It says the Medrash. It doesn't say the
Pesach.
The Medrash says it.
I didn't understand it.
The Medrash says that Noah was the first baby that was born with hands open, and Noah was the first baby that was born in Mahul. It doesn't need to do with Milah. All the rest needed to do with Milah, but of course he didn't do it, because Abraham was the first one that was told to do it. No one did before. But actually Noah and his son Shem were born with Brit Milah.
What did you say, until a person is born Mahul? What?
Until?
That's a sign of what, when that person is born?
When the person is being born Mahul, it means there's a special neshama. That neshama comes from a special place in Shamayim that has less effect, I wouldn't say completely no effect, less effect of the tree that Adam HaRishon ate from. Yeah, much higher level. The Gemara says David HaMelech was born Mahul because of that. There's no information. There's no information about it.
I think it was
70
years
in Zavarash
before he did the
Abirah. Yeah, after he did the Abirah, Hashem didn't speak to him. Mishloshei HaMitzvah. So by the way, before I continue, just this is what one of the reasons the Brit Milah, the piece that's being cut, easily if you stand next to the mohel, and the mohel is equipped with everything, it brings with itself some sand, and he put inside the sand the piece, and the reason is because the snake was cursed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have sand, to eat sand. So therefore that piece grew on the children after the snake convinced Adam HaRishon to eat from a tree. So the piece of the Brit Milah that we cut, we put in the sand, because that's really the part that really belongs to the snake. So actually, the extra piece that grows on the person that is being born with, that's really a snake's piece.
Is that tikkun?
It's not called tikkun, it means to show that the piece that belongs in the
snake.
The, because of the snake that we have it. It's not a tikkun. Mishoshei HaMitzvah, Sefer HaChinuch usually tells us what are some of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that mitzvah. Lefi sheratza Hashem Yitbarach likbo ba'am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put or to engrave, to stamp in the nation asher yivdil yiyot nikra shmo, the nation that Hashem separated, to be called after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ot Kavua Begufam, should be a sign, a permanent sign in the body, Le'avdilam Mishara Amim Metzuat Gufam, to separate them from the rest of the nations in the shape of the body. Just not the secret of the thing, just as on the surface, because that of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no body, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any form, but when he made Adam HaRishon, he made him with Brit Milah. Obviously, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he made Adam HaRishon. He said, let produce, let's create a mankind, should be in our form. So therefore, a person must, if we may say, look like some spiritual entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has Brit Milah. Therefore, that to Sefer HaChinuch means, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to look different than the rest of the nations, but this is a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Brit Milah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be separate. So why separate the Brit Milah? Hashem should make us a different nose, Hashem should make us a different ear. But the answer is, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, mankind was created with Brit Milah. Again, this is a product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem made it this way, in order for me to say that Adam Rishon should look like a spiritual entity, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So what was Bilam?
Bilam is the back of Moshe. Amir says Bilam and Moshe is the same entity.
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
He was on the same level in Nebuah, no?
It was the back of Moshe. Bilam, no. Moshe is the good part of heaven, and Bilam is the best part of heaven. It's the same person. Moshe is the face, and Bilam is the neck. Bilam was advisor for power when Moshe was brought into the palace.
He was together with his boy and Moshe.
Right. Right. So that is the reason Sefer HaChinuch says that we have the Brit Milah as a sign that we are different than all the other nations. But again, why Brit Milah? Why not as anything else in the body? Because Brit Milah is a complete entity that is something similar to the entity that Hashem had in mind when He created mankind.
If Adam
Rishon
was born Gemalot,
so
if
he was beaten
from the tree, then
what
going would
have
been born
Gemalot? Wouldn't be no going. If Adam Rishon was not beaten from the tree, would not be no going. Ariel said he would become Mashiach on that spot, that's the end of the world.
That was the first day.
Right.
So what?
They had
that
Shabbos, that was it. That's it. It's not the first day. That's the whole thing. We like to think that this was the first day. It was not the first day. This should have been the last day. Again, because if you remember, the Ari says, that the Gemara says, that this world is standing behind, we don't know how many worlds before the Hashem created. So it means it's not the beginning over here. It's not the beginning, this is just the end. But the end, instead of become the end, it starts the beginning. If Adam HaRishon would have behaved, he would become Mashiach, and it would be the end. And again, all the awards and rewards that Hashem had in mind to give the world before would fall on the first day of creation.
There would be no 6,000 years.
No.
That's why Hashem got
it. No.
Yes,
right. That's right. We're not sure about this part if Hashem did not have in mind to appear to meet him in the world before.
Yes, maybe
that's right.
But again, in this world.
But it's not so sure that in the world before, maybe it will be the same technique, the same idea was, even though it was not Torah in the world before. When Igbay Abdel Begulat HaZahav, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to separate us and to make us different than the rest of the people. The fish Yusibalikim, I mean, this is how we continue to exist besides Milvad Shiyesh Po Tashlum Tzurat HaGuf. So besides what I said before, that this part is to complete the entity of a person, this is also in order for us to understand what is the purpose of creation. וכמו שאמרנו לקריטנט לפור בעם הנבחר, that's the nation that was chosen חפץ השם ידבר להשלים תכונתו. Since we were chosen by הקדוש ברוך הוא, Hashem wants us to be a complete entity, ורצה להיות ההשלמה על ידי אדם. Hashem wanted that we should do that correction by man, by us, v'lo b'ra'o shalem mi'batem mi'batem, Hashem could have created a person, a complete person, from the mother's stomach, the most allowed to tell us, to hint us, k'asher tashlum, tzuras gufan yado, like you are now doing, fixing and completing the product, k'embri yado is also in your hand, l'ashlim tzuras nafsho b'asher pulatam. Like you can do something that Hashem gives you the opportunity to fix the body of the baby, you also have the ability to fix and to complete your own soul by doing certain things. Today, mitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah are mimutet milat haktanim, is that the obligation to do Brit Milah, of course, it's on the father. The Mishnah said, the Gemara said, it's not on the mother. And if the father doesn't want, then Bedin will have to do it. Actually, if the Bedin don't do it, maybe the mother can do it. Like if you remember, Tzipora did it. Vechem Milat HaAvadim, it's also a special obligation on the master to do Brit Milah on his slave. The two kinds of slave, one is called Yilid Bayit, the one is being born in your house. One is called Miknat Kesed, that you purchase, that you buy. V'achiruk shebeneim, the difference between them, the one being born in your house, usually, the Brit Milah is when he is 8 days old, the one that you buy, usually, the Brit Milah is in the day that you buy him. Uveiz inyan dochim bishvilah Shabbat v'yom tov, that's the halakha that we're familiar with. The Brit Milah on Shabbat, it means you postpone the Shabbat. Same thing on Chag, Brit Milah postpone it, only if it's on time, and only if the baby came out the regular way, not cesarean, and not all other ways, it's not regular ways. Uveize katan mashim milah tutem shmuna yamim, there's a law about Brit Milah, if it doesn't feel well, if it doesn't feel well, you should not do Brit Milah until 100% of the baby is healthy, and if he wasn't healthy, you wait at least 7 days after he became well to do Brit Milah. Yeter Pratei Mevuarim, Perek Yutet Mishabbat, this is Perek Elezer Rabbi Elezer de Milah in Masechet Shabbat, Yer Zelot, Perek Zal Divamot, the fourth Perek of Yeramot, Nesham Meshabbat Yitbayer, in Masechet Shabbat, he tells us, he says over there, Ki Amar Nevarech, the one that does the Brit Milah, is the father or the Mohel, he says to recite the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishon Mitzvah Vetzvanu Al HaMilah. If you do a brit, before you do the brit milah, you do a bracha, because since it's a mitzvah, like every time we do a mitzvah, we say bracha, we say Asher Kedishon Mitzvah Vetzvanu Al HaMilah, we do it on the brit milah.
The baby is born cesarean, so right. When do you make the...
Make the brit on the 8th day if it's not Shabbat. If it's Shabbat, you have to make it on Sunday. It doesn't postpone Shabbat. So he brings one of the brachot that we're familiar, of course, that this is the mitzvah to do Brit Milah. So of course, every time you have a mitzvah, you say bracha. Like before you shake lulav, you say bracha. Before you blow a shofar, you say bracha. Before you do Brit Milah, you say bracha. But he only brings one bracha. Actually, in Brit Milah, that says in Shulchan Aruch, and it says already before, that even besides the bracha, that you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to do the Brit Milah, and we say, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvah Vetzvanu, Lachniso Bivrito Shel Avraham Avinu. To bring the baby in the Brit of Avraham Avinu. And the question is, what does that mean? What kind of a bracha is it? Actually, all the Chachamim ask, the Rambam in his commentary to Masechet Chulin, brings it over there that you should know. If somebody is going to ask you, why do you do Brit Milah, don't say Hashem told it to Abraham. It's not true. The Brit Milah was said to Abraham, but we escaped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Any mitzvah that was given to us before we got the Torah was reinstated later by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, it's not a mitzvah. So don't tell me, the Rambam says, that you do Brit Milah because Hashem told Abraham. It's wrong. Don't tell me in the next mitzvah is not to eat that Kidan Hashem is because Hashem told you to Yaakov. It's wrong. Don't tell me that you have to get married because Hashem told you to Adam HaRishon. It's wrong, says the Rambam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reset all the mitzvot to us on Har Sinai, because whatever was said before Har Sinai is not really for you. It's not. It was so-called cancelled. So nevertheless, with a special bracha at the Brit Milah, it says, "Asher kedishanu mitzvotav etzivanu lachnisto bivrito shel Avraham Avinu." All the chachamim ask, what Avraham Avinu has to do with anything? But not if you want to say why you're doing Brit Milah, you can mention, you can say, you know, this Avraham was the first person on earth that was taught and told to do Brit Milah. But you can say, "Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav." HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us holy with a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Lachniso bivrito shel Avraham Avinu. Hashem told us a mitzvah to put the baby in the breed of Abraham? Not true. Hashem told us a mitzvah to do Brit Milah. Abraham was the first person that Hashem told you to do it. But when you do a Brit Milah to your child, it's nothing to do with Abraham. Nothing to do with Abraham. Because Hashem told you in the Torah there's a mitzvah to do Brit Milah. But again, that mitzvah was said to Abraham, but to us, says the Rambam, is not because Hashem said to Abraham, it's because Hashem restated it again after we got the Torah.
But why do we all have to have a bris before we open Torah?
It doesn't matter. You had to do it, you had to do it. But today, in our time, after we got the Torah, we became a nation, says the Rambam, don't think that you have to do it Milah because it was told to Abraham. It was not. He was told to Abraham until we got the Torah. After we got the Torah, everything is because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, these are the laws. Whatever was said before, forget about it. What kind of bracha all the Chachamim have? Hashem Baruch Hu, you made us holy to bring this baby in the breed of Abraham Avinu. Ra'ondim Sham, we'll get to it in a minute with the answer with your permission, says Sefer HaChinuch, the one that was standing by when you do the Brit Milah, on him they say, Keshem Shezacha Lebri, as the merit of the baby that had the merit to have Brit Milah, Ken Yezakehu Akel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the opportunity and will bless him LeTorah ulechupah ulmaasim tovim. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. It's not just a custom. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. When you're attending Brit Milah, and the father, they say the bracha, and you have to say, like the baby is going to have Brit Milah, or like he just had Brit Milah, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have the baby, that the baby will go, will enter to Torah, and then eventually get married, and the question is, what kind of obligation is this? You have to say that. Why do you have to say that? For what do you have to say that? That's a good thing, am I right? You can say it all day long. Every time you can give the baby a blessing. But it's unheard that when you do something, that eventually you're saying, okay, let me tell you, like it be different, you know, like you shukarulav, Hashem will help you, you'll do Chanukah. Like you do Chanukah, Hashem will help you, you'll do Pesach. You do Pesach, Hashem would help you, you do Shavuot. It's not to do with anything. It's the mitzvah to Brit Milah, you Brit Milah. It says, what other mitzvot is going to come? Whatever it comes. So the whole, we have Shulchan Aruch, we have Sefer HaMitzvot, we have mitzvot in the Torah. But it's not to do because the baby had Brit Milah. This is the ones that standing by, they must say the Salachan Shulchan Aruch. You must say it. נוהגת את מצווה של ספר החינוך בכל מקום ובכל זמן. It means nothing to do with ארץ ישראל, nothing to do with time, generations to come, all the time. בין אנשים חייבו למילת בניהן אלא אב, it's only the man, the father's obligated, not the ladies, או הבית דין במקום שינה, בית דין. The courts, they are responsible if the father is not there or the father doesn't want to do it. Ba'aver al mitzvah zo, a person that doesn't want, did not have Brit Milah, and did not make a brit milah to himself when he grew up and he was able to call a moher to do it. ולא מעל עצמו משהגיע לכל עונשין שהוא 13 שנה ויום אחד, when he became 13 years and one day, he should have known that he needs to do brit milah if he did not do it. ובכל יום שיעבור עליו משיגדל, אף בידי לססס בי, ולא ימול עצמו ממתי מצוות עשה. He is right now every day what he's doing, he's having a sin by not doing the mitzvah. V'imet v'u'arel v'mezit chayav karet. If chas v'shalom, a person died, did not have brit milah on purpose, chayav karet, it means his neshama is going to be vaporized and will not have any chance even to go to Gehenna. No, it's only with the neshama.
Even a newborn,
no matter
that, they give
birth. Right. So the Gemara says, "Matzeres and Nedrin." Even a miscarriage, not only newborn. A miscarriage, a baby that his mother had a miscarriage. And of course, if he was born, they would not bury him unless they do brit milah to him. It's a Gemara, Matzeres and Nedrin, and this is Chevra Kaddish do. If a baby dies or was born, even you know after you know that you can see that it's a baby boy, you don't bury him. The Gemara says that chas v'shalom, a baby like this cannot get up in tchiyat hamitim. So it's sinless. But in tchiyat hamitim, a baby that you expect him to rise from the ground only gets pushed up again, because tchiyat hamitim is so called a correction for the punishment that Adam HaRishon did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Kiyafar Atah V'Lafat Hashem," you're going to die. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu invented what we call Tchiyat HaMetim, is eventually this punishment is going to be waived, but you have to get up from the ground the same way that original man was created. Adam HaRishon was created with Milah. So you can't expect somebody to get up from the ground as no brit milah. That's Chevra Kaddish, that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That says in the Gemara that the baby needs to have brit milah, even though that he's not mature. The mother had miscarriage. Still, Chevra Kaddish says the Gemara will have to do it, and they do the brit milah for the baby.
But if the person comes back and it's your rule, it has nothing to do with the
Neshama,
just the physical body?
No, it's the Neshama. Not the body at all.
So, but then let's say someone who was born
Ma'ur. Right.
So it means
the
previous
Gugu was also... No, if a person can come back as a lady, it was a man in the Gugu.
Come back as an animal?
Yeah, but the lady is not an animal. Animal is the punishment, right? But in Ab Chayav, the father is not obligated. If the father did not brit milah, he does not get the big punishment. Elah Shomei Allah says, only getting a punishment because he did not do the mitzvah. But it's not karet, it's not chas v'shalom, the father's neshama is going to vaporize. Even b'chol ha-Torah mitzvah tasei shechayvim v'idu la karet, in the whole Torah you will not find a mitzvah that if somebody cancels the mitzvah, he doesn't do the mitzvah, he gets karet. Besides brit milah, ki imzo shchitat ha-Pesach. Also, if somebody does not participate in korban Pesach, it's called mitzvah tasei, Hashem told us to do, and he doesn't do it, that he gets karet. It's only two mitzvot in the whole Torah that if chas v'shalom Hashem told you to do something and you don't do it, it's called mitzvah tasei, that if you did not do it, you get such a big punishment, it's called karet. Again, this is just brit milah and korban pesach. Again, it's just for the baby, and then when he grows up, and he grows up after 13 years in one day, he should have known that he has to do brit milah. If he doesn't know, or he cannot do, like it was in Russia all the years, then he's no karet, there's nothing. Eventually, even if he dies, as long as he did not do it on purpose, then he's not getting this kind of punishment. That punishment of karet is only the mezid on purpose. He said, I don't do brit milah. Either he doesn't believe in it, he's afraid of it, it doesn't matter. There's no excuse not to have brit milah. You have to have it.
Well,
again, if the person already became very old and is very scared and the doctor said he's not allowed to do it, then he's no karet. Even though in the beginning, Siddur Chachamim, he did not want to do it, eventually now he cannot do it, but originally he did not want to do it, on purpose. And if you don't want to do it on purpose, it's karet. But still, because now at the end of his life, he cannot do it, that's called ones or shogeg. It means he's not obligated to do it, he doesn't get karet.
They sin is mechopin now, they just do it themselves then?
I'm sorry?
The father doesn't want to do it.
The father doesn't do it, the Allah Christ Bedim will do it. Bedim will do it.
Why shouldn't they have to force the father?
I don't know. Because it's not on his body, I don't know why. Very good question. I don't know.
So what is
the problem? That's why he is escaping this thing. He says when his father is not here.
Right.
But the Shekhanah said if he doesn't want to do it. This is Shekhanah. The reason for doing it is mainly for Sakona. That if you don't do it, if you don't do these things, then the baby might die. Just opposite what the doctor said today. That is, if you do it, you're going to die. And Shekhanah said just opposite. He won't. But that thing didn't start now. This was in Europe. It went on for 250 years ago. It started the whole thing. Just a repetition was going on today. Just to understand really the secret of the Brit Milah. And really that falls, you know, all the laws that come, you understand it better. The Gemara says if somebody called Abraham Avinu Abram, over there, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu last week, Mibashat Lech Lecha, and says, your name is not Abraham, but Abraham. Comes the Gemara and says, if somebody is going to talk about Abraham, he's going to call it Abraham, you're committing a sin. What's the sin? It's called the sin Aseh. Hashem said to Abraham, your name is Abraham, can't call him Abraham anymore, just Abraham. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, even though Hashem changed the name of Yaakov to Israel, if you call Yaakov Avinu Yaakov, it's okay. The Torah itself called Yaakov Avinu even after Hashem told to Yaakov that his name is going to be changed to Israel. Hashem talks to Yaakov and talks to him and then calls him Yaakov. All the time ask, what is the difference between Yaakov and Abraham? Over here it says, your name is not going to be Abraham, but Abraham. And say, if somebody is going to call Abraham, he commits a sin. The same language of Kadosh Baruch Hu using when he tells Yaakov, your name is not going to be Yaakov, it's going to be Israel. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, no, there's no sin. If you call Yaakov, Avinu Yaakov, it's also okay. Ari says, the explanation is as follows. It says that the change of the name that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, from Abraham to Abraham, this is just prior when he did the Brit Milah. If you remember that the Gemara says that Abraham's numerical value is 248, it means Abraham became a complete person like Adam HaRishon before the sin. A complete person, if you get a call Abraham says Bari, it means that you tell Abraham is not complete. The mitzvah to do Brit Milah, if you say, Ari says, Asher Kishan says, mitzvah nul, Lachniso bivrito shel Abraham Avinu, and which mitzvah it is, it's the mitzvah to call Abraham, not Abraham. The Brit Milah was given to Abraham as part of his new name. That's his new name. His name is Abraham. And his name is Abraham because he's having Brit Milah. If he would not have Brit Milah, he could not have the name Abraham. Therefore we say that bracha, at the Brit Milah we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us a mitzvah to call Abraham. Why do you think at the Brit Milah? Because Brit Milah, this is when Abraham became so-called the complete person, and he was like Adam HaRishon before Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. So this is so important that mitzvah, Brit Milah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's karet chashalom. You don't have Brit Milah, karet. He says, your neshama is going to be vaporized. What's so important about it? Because that mitzvah is taking you back to the place of Adam HaRishon before ate from the tree. It says the whole world is suffering then because Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. It says now you have the opportunity heavy Brit Milah, it's so powerful, that Brit Milah, you are telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here we are, my baby is going to look like Adam HaRishon before he seen, before he ate from the tree. So the purpose of the whole creation that we are at right now is to fix the sin of Adam HaRishon. Therefore, the Zariah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is very upset if somebody does not do Brit Milah. And therefore, Brit Milah is such an important event, it's such an important mitzvah, because that is so-called the key for the correction to this world. But the Gemara says Avraham Avinu came from Shem, because Shem was created, was born Mahul. That's how important it is. That Yaakov Avinu was born Mahul, that had the opportunity for Yaakov Avinu to bring the 12 tribes. But again, this is because the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu looked like Adam HaRishon. Again, he is trying to do the correction to overcome the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So therefore, the Gemara says Yaakov Avinu Lomet. The Gemara says in Masechet Tanit, Yaakov Avinu never died. He says because Yaakov Avinu was born with Brit Milah, and Yaakov Avinu is so-called look like Adam HaRishon before he ate from the tree. So again, when we do Brit Milah, it's not just, you know, it's a mitzvah. This is the correction for the tragedy that we are here. And therefore, this is the ones that were standing by, that's an obligation to them today. כשם שנכנס לברית, לקטע ברית מילה, כן ייכנס לתורה ולחופה ולמעשים טובים, it means, since he is already, now is looking like Adam HaShem for the sin, Hashem would grant him with all the things that Hashem had in mind for Adam HaRishon. The first thing is Torah, of course, and that's what the Midrash says, Rabotai, that Adam HaRishon was assigned an angel to teach him Torah, and that's what Chachamim said, that Brit Milah is the key to understand Torah. If you don't have Brit Milah, you cannot understand the depth of the Torah. So therefore it's an obligation, the ones are standing by. And he says, ah, mazal tov Brit Milah. He says, what's the purpose of Brit Milah? And the purpose of Brit Milah is to correct the sin of Adam HaRishon. He says, you can't correct the sin of Adam HaRishon unless you study Torah.
Yishmael was born with that. Was born before Abraham had
yet
when he went with
Avraham. I'm sorry? Yishmael. Yishmael was born before Abraham had the Brit Milah.
So they didn't have the
Kusha. No. That's what the Zohar. The Zohar says the tragedy with this wild animal, Ishmael, is because Ishmael was born when Abraham did not have Brit Milah. Even though he himself gave his, let me say, his will and did Brit Milah, but because he was born before Adam, Abraham had Brit Milah, he was born with a big shell on top of it. So it's an obligation, that's what Shulchan Aruch said, that's what the Sefer HaKhinuch said, that the one that's standing by the Brit Milah, they have to tell that so-called pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that hopefully that baby is going to grow to Torah, because this was the purpose of creation. And then Chuppah, this was the purpose of creation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon Chava. Well, Ma'akim Tori, to do good things, not to do bad things, like Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. So it's an obligation, it's not just a mitzvah that you say, listen, this is a custom to give a blessing, and that blessing is, you know, the baby should grow up for Torah. It's just opposite, we tell HaKadosh, the one that was standing by, obligated to say what is the purpose of the Brit Milah.
And the reason Eliyahu comes to teach people?
Yeah, that's a whole question about Eliyahu Navi. That's a whole question. One version, the Gemara says, since Eliyahu Navi said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's upset at Am Israel, they don't keep the treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him, saying that Shon HaRon Am Israel, he told him, from now on, even if you're going to become an angel, you will not have so-called a place to settle, you're going to have to run from breed to breed to see with your eyes how well they keep the treaty. It's so-called a punishment for Eliyahu Navi. And one verse in the middle said, because Eliyahu Navi told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kano kineti l'Hashem, Azru britecha, they left the treaty, Hashem said, my children left the treaty? Hey, I'm going to show you every Brit Milah, you're going to fly. The Gemara says if the Eliyahu Navi can fly the whole world in a few seconds, maybe in a second, it says the Midrash, it's in one version, it's a punishment for Eliyahu Navi to come. But again, the Brit Milah is not just the Brit Milah, it's so-called the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to get back, to start again the world. And that's what Aryeh says. The Medrash says that when Adam HaRishon was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked him, until when will it suffer so much? He said, until a person is going to be born with Brit Milah. It's like Adam HaRishon was created, so-called in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach was the first one that was born as Adam HaRishon before the sin, in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was the sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, Brit Milah. And Brit Milah from now on is an obligation, is an opportunity for us to come back, so-called, to the state of Adam HaRishon before the sin. But we have to remember, it says we don't say in the Brit Milah, it's Keshem Shechadish Kedi Yeh Doctor. It is the same thing, he was a Brit Milah, he had to become a doctor, become a businessman. It says you have to have Brit Milah, it's an obligation. It's a Lachan Shulchan Aruch. It's not just a custom that you say something. It's obligation for the people that stand by to understand the purpose of Brit Milah. The purpose is not just cut the extra thing. It's a purpose to get this baby in a shape that he should be in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order for us to get back to the original place that Adam HaRishon was before he ate from the tree. It's the biggest mitzvah you can have. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this kind of punishment to a person. It's called karet. If you don't do it, what did you do? You don't want to fix the sin of Adam HaRishon. That's the purpose of life. That mitzvah and Korban Pesach are the only one that you get karet. Again, it's a machloket among the chachamim, if it's everyday karet, or you just have to wait for the last day of the person. If he did not do it himself, he did not call a mohel on purpose, then chas v'shalom is neshama vaporized. But this mitzvah is so important. This is why there are a lot of organizations in America, in Israel, voluntarily do Brit Milah to people, because again, that mitzvah is so-called the first mitzvah that was given to us to rearrange this world and to try to come back to the first original status that we had when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us.
Chabad has a short written around.
Yeah. Not only Chabad, all of them.
Thank you.